Halflings, elves, wizards, and more. Awaken your inner dungeon master and prepare to embark on a journey like no other. Listen and play along as the family Dragon Slayer bring their characters to life, engage in battles, seek out wisdom, and explore the unknown. You can listen to Season 2 of The Family Dragon Slayer, the sponsor of this podcast, now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Ages 16 and up, listener discretion is advised.
Everybody, welcome back to Sith and Bricks. Today we're going to be building set number 75310. And I don't know why I did that weird hand thing at the beginning.
Yeah, I don't know either. That was a little odd. But we'll let that slide. 75310 is a 7 plus set, 147 pieces. That is the Duel on Mandalore, $19.99. Available now at Lego.com. And I have seen this set. I do believe I saw this at Walmart and Target.
Yes.
Set comes with two minifigures, Ahsoka Tano and Darth Maul.
Oh, was I supposed to say that?
I thought you were going to say it.
Oh.
You kind of got busy opening the box over there. Now, you were telling me that there was something special about this Darth Maul?
Yes.
What is special?
So, this Darth Maul is actually exclusive to this set, and he also is from the Clone Wars season 7. I don't know why, but I feel like I'm talking like really low. But yeah. So this is a very exclusive Darth Maul. And this is actually one of the coolest things about the set, in my opinion. Although there is more in here that I am interested in showing once it's done.
Very cool. All right. So, let's see, what do we got? Oh, first things first, we got the mock up today. So you have a new mock that you've been working on.
Yes.
And that is an X-Wing. Now, this is not a normal X-Wing. This is kind of a, and if I mess this up, you're going to have to correct me. I was going to say Chibi.
Yeah.
Chibi.
It's
a squatty X-Wing.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. So this thing is actually, I like it a lot. I looked at it from a couple different angles. It's pretty slick, and I like it. The
it's close.
You were telling me that there was something really cool about the wing mechanism, or that where you got the wing mechanism from. Can you kind of explain how you got to that?
So I was looking at canceled Lego sets because I was thinking about what we could have a segment in our videos. And I was thinking cancel Lego Star Wars sets, right? So I was going through and I found this Yavin 4 set that was canceled. And it had an X-Wing. And the proportions weren't the best, but they were actually, it was a really good looking X-Wing. So I was kind of inspired to make my own X-Wing after seeing that, because I just went, that looks really good. I want to make my own.
Yeah, it does look, it's really cute looking. It's I say cute because it's kind of the chubby scale, not the full size. And it's really a neat little build. I like it a lot. Now, you were telling me specifically about the wing mechanism though. You said that you went through a couple different iterations of it because it wasn't working all that great.
Yeah, the wings were too heavy, unfortunately, for all of my wing mechanisms. So I would like the give a quick shout out to a YouTuber called Hikarachu24 for the wing mechanism design. And this X-Wing is inspired by a lot of his builds since they are really cool looking, in my opinion. So I
Yeah,
like them.
and we put yeah, it's I believe it's pronounced Hachiroku
Chiroku.
24. Yeah. And we did credit him. You can see his stuff. There's a link in the description if you're interested. So yeah, I just wanted to make sure we got that in there because it was kind of inspired by some other builds. So give credit where credit is due, and if he got it from someone else, then so be it. But we don't want to falsely claim that we built something from scratch that we kind of got the idea from somebody else. So, but it is cool, and I actually saw, and I sent you this today too. I saw a mock X-Wing on Instagram. And the color scheme was almost identical to this one. Same color tiles and everything used, but it was a completely different build. The wings were different, the engines were different, it was longer, it was more true to scale kind of thing. So, but this is really neat.
Yeah, that's because this specific X-Wing was intentionally made to look like Red 5 from A New Hope. So, and since that's the most popular X-Wing because Luke rode in it in A New Hope, he flew in it. So I feel like that's why a lot of people make Red 5. So I could see why a lot of people, including me, would make Red 5 other than a generic X-Wing.
Very cool. Very, very cool. So, what's up next here? Yeah, so this weekend we got out of town for a quick little trip up into the mountains. And we went to this really cool place in Bryson City where you can whitewater raft, you can canoe, you can kayak. They have this really neat adventure park up there. It has zip lines, it has what we used to call a confidence course. I forgot what they called this. But basically you're hooked in and you kind of try to traverse all the different obstacles. I guess it's a obstacle course in the air. And your brother and your mother were climbing the rock wall, and we took the dog with us. She was very happy to be with the peoples. And the reason I'm telling everybody this is because on the way back, we stopped off at a flea market and we found something pretty cool, at least in my opinion, is pretty cool. We found Star Wars watches, and they were selling these things for $3 a piece. We got three of them, and after we got them, and we actually got them for, I think I got all three of them for what, $8? I think it was eight or $9. So we looked these up, or you looked these up, and lo and behold, they came from Burger King back in 2005, and it didn't just come as a watch. It actually came in a canister. This is a close-up of one of the watches, and they have these hologram-looking things on them one side, and then it actually has the time on the other. But yeah, these things came in a tin can, and the cans themselves are actually really cool. And each one of them also came with a medallion. So there's six of these in total, and if you're looking at the screen, there's the sets of two. The one's the front, one's the back. There's a different design on each side. So yeah, we came across these. I thought this was super cool. The guy was just like, "Yeah, there, it's a couple bucks, you can have it." So we got three of them. Now I got to go out and see if I can find. I did find a set of six on eBay for like $25. So it was weird though, like they only show one side of the can. So when I was first looking at it, I was like, well, that can't be all of them because I only saw Obi-Wan. And actually, on the back side of that one is Darth Maul. So each one has a different character on the front and the back, just like it does on the watch. And then the medallions, I haven't seen them up close yet. I've only seen distance pictures of them, but they look pretty cool too. So we might have to dig through, we might have to go do some eBay hunting.
Lego Duplo says that they remind him of the Lego Star Wars magnets.
Apparently they did glasses too, which is kind of cool. So yeah, that's really neat. These again, Burger King from 2005, so they did these when the prequels came out, and they did all six movies, which is that's pretty neat.
I'm pretty sure this is when, like, around Revenge of the Sith.
Probably.
Yeah, it was Revenge of
Yeah, it'd
the
have to be because it's
Yeah.
all of them. Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna go back and see if I can find these at eBay because these are pretty neat for the collection. All right, so we got the scavenger hunt follow-up. Nobody got the scavenger hunt question. The prize for the scavenger hunt as it stands right now is a $10 Lego digital gift card. You can submit your answers at sithandbricks.com/scavengerhunt3. And the question that we're trying to answer in the scavenger hunt is how many times has a real Jeep appeared in our videos? No one has come up with this yet. So this will go for another week. If nobody answers it, the money will roll over to the next scavenger hunt, and it'll be a $20 scavenger hunt. And this is for a, did I put that over here? Yeah, $10 Lego digital gift card. Shameless plug for our new shirts. Let's,
Shameless.
yep, like the one we got on here, sithandbricks.com. You can go to the store tab, and it'll take you straight to the store for our shirts.
100% shameless.
Yeah,
No regret.
yeah, absolutely. So, and we would like to welcome all of our podcast listeners out there in Apple, Google, Spotify, yeah, Spotify. What's the other one? There's a dozen of these things. So when you do the reads for these, it's I think it's Apple, Google, Spotify, and then everybody jumps to or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Because there's so many of them, and reading off that list is just a tongue twister. So,
Three.
yeah, if you're out there, thank you very much for joining. We are, I don't know what episode we're on. I think it's 20. Oh, man, I think it's like 22 or 23. I have to go look. So, yeah, we're on episode 22 or 23 of our podcast. We've been doing for almost a year. Almost a year. Yeah. Coming up. So, we ask if you would be if so inclined, if you've never watched us before, please like and subscribe. And yeah. So Star Wars news. We do have some new Star Wars news.
Storyboards
Yeah, we do
news.
have new Star Wars news. I just have to find it again.
Oh, that isn't good.
No, it's easy to get to.
Oh, okay.
I just gotta pull
You
it
didn't
up.
lose it. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you lost. You're saying you lost it. I was like, oh no. That is not something we want to be doing live now, is it?
No, I didn't lose it. I just gotta pull it back up. I had it up here and then it went away.
Okay. Oh yeah, you did close the tab earlier.
Yeah. Disney tickets. I had to call and get another set of tickets today for November.
You did?
Yeah.
Another set?
Yeah.
Oh, you got two.
No, I'll explain it later. Your bro I
Okay.
didn't have your brothers, your other brother. Your
Oh.
brother, I was gonna say your brother from another mother, but that's not right. Your other brother, I had to get his ticket today.
Okay.
The Art of Star Wars, The Mandalorian Season 2 is coming this December. A new book from Abrams will take fans inside the exciting second season of the hit series. So it's a behind the scenes kind of thing. That's pretty cool. A lot of the behind the scenes stuff they've done lately has been really neat. Star Wars Visions, that was the one I was going to get to. This will be on September 22nd, which I do believe is mañana. So tomorrow, I will be watching this. When we first saw it, I thought it was cool. But the closer it gets, I think the more I'm jonesing for Star Wars and the more I'm looking forward to watching it. So I am really excited this will be on tomorrow. I don't know what this is. Star Wars, a new anthology animated short celebrating Star Wars through the lens of some of the world's best anime creators, is coming to Disney Plus on September 22nd. So, yeah, there we go. We watched the trailer on this before. And some of the artwork coming out of this is just so cool. Let me see if I can run. Is that the right one? Nope. Let's do it this way. There we go. And I can jump over here. There we go. Yeah. Some of the artwork coming out of this has just been really, really just sweet. I mean, they've even got cool socks, man.
Yeah, those are some action.
Some of these socks are just
I actually like
sweet
those
looking.
socks.
And the shirts,
I would wear those.
these are, I know you, I wouldn't wear them. I think they're neat, but I wouldn't wear them. But yeah, these are some really neat socks. And this is a novel, Ronin pre-order. Oh, here's a poster gallery. Let's check out their poster gallery. Oh, they got a whopping two posters. That wasn't much of a gallery.
No, maybe there's more to come though. There
Yeah.
probably is. I mean, the show hasn't even come out yet, so.
Yeah. I know we went through the shirts last time, so I won't go digging through those again. But check out this ship, the Twin Star Destroyer. This is some of the creations, I guess, they came up with as they were the, what's that?
The boat.
Akakiri. Yeah. The Village Bride. Troop transport, tank, the duel. So I guess the quotations or the episodes that they're going to be in us, I'm guessing here. The Rolling Gates. And the animation's done differently too in the different episodes because it's different creators. So yeah, it's looking rather cool.
It is. I'm really interested about this show coming out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. There's another. Hold on, I gotta find it.
Yeah, so I'm actually almost done with this already.
Yeah, it's a small set today.
Nothing real big.
Yep. I'm gonna jump back over to the main camera. There we go. Yeah, this is a small set, but it's actually a really neat set. I like the character. I like the minifigs in this set.
Yeah,
I think we've discussed this before. You can never have too many Ahsokas.
I mean, it's a good motto to live by.
And anytime we get more Darth Maul, that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
So,
Personally, for me, it's the clones.
yeah, I know you're into the ones that you can build armies with. But yeah, this one, as we said, Ahsoka minifigures, Ahsoka Tano, or Ahsoka minifigures, two Lego minifigures, Ahsoka Tano, two lightsabers, Darth Maul with a double-bladed lightsaber for action-packed duels.
In case if you're wondering, he's reading this off of
Hey,
Lego.com.
hey, hey, don't give it away, man. I was looking good there for a minute. And you messed it all up.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, I always want to read these like a narrator. Kids will love recreating the epic lightsaber battles from Star Wars.
Do it.
Yeah, the there's a buildable throne, a secret drawer containing a blaster pistol, decorative surround, including a pop-out window element, plus a Mandalorian vault with space for Lego minifigures. So yeah.
So what was what if Ahsoka was put inside of the prism instead of Maul?
Yeah, the throne is over 3 inches high, 3 inches wide, 2.5 inches deep. Hundred 47 pieces. I think this is one of the smallest ones we've done in recent memory.
The only one I could think of that might have been smaller is the Tatooine from May the 4th. But
Yeah, I mean recently. That was a while back. Yeah.
yeah, you know that photo from Burger King that we did that day? Now that we have a community tab, we could post that on the Burger King photos every May 4th.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about, we'll have to go into that because we really haven't discussed that on the channel before. We'll have to go into explaining why we do that. There was really no reason we do it. It
Tradition.
just became a tradition. Yeah, May the 4th, we go to Burger King, put on the crown, take a picture.
It doesn't matter if I'm 18 or older, I'm putting on the crown.
Yeah, we started this 5 years ago.
I want to say around 5 years
It
ago,
was
yeah.
like 2012.
When I
It
had
may have been longer than that. It may have been like 9 years.
Batman robe.
Yeah. It's been a while. It's been a minute, that's for sure.
Very exquisite that Batman robe was.
Yeah, we're gonna go look and see if there's any new Lego news going on today.
Any new LEGO news? Yeah, it seems like most of the LEGO news has stopped for a while.
Nope.
LEGO is doing their rebuild the world thing still.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that is.
Yeah, they advertise it, but they don't advertise it. I mean,
It's here.
they
I
do,
see
but they
it.
don't.
I see it. It's a film. The main film is centered on the story of a knight who attempts to cross a river to see a friendly bear. What? That's not English. Hold on. The main film is centered on the story of a knight who attempts to cross a river to see a friendly bear keep failing.
Friendly bear keep
Yeah,
failing.
that makes no sense. Typo. Seeing the knight's dilemma, a whole town comes together and pools their varied skills, perspectives, and talents to find a way to reunite friends. As the knight finally conquers the river crossing, the film playfully reveals how the story and the solution to the challenge have been imaginatively conceived by a group of children building, unbuilding, and rebuilding through Lego play.
But
So, my guess is the reason that it's worded this way is one of two things. So, this has to be translated to multiple languages. So, I'm going to assume that when it was translated, the person that does the reading kind of missed that one, because that definitely doesn't make sense. Oh, Duplo, I just had an idea. It sounds like a commercial for some school. Yeah, it does sound a little
a little bit.
schoolish. Oh, look, another giraffe.
I drew Lego likes making cuss giraffes. What else is there? What else is there to
Yeah,
say?
so it's got some more information on it. The campaign was created by the Lego Group's internal creative agency, the Lego Agency. The fully The
They have an agency?
Lego Group has an agency called the Lego Agency.
Oh wow, very creative name.
Very creative name, yes. The fully integrated global campaign will run across a variety of channels, including TV, digital, Spotify, out of home, e-commerce channels, and in Lego stores in over 20 countries. It will also be supported by a global creator campaign, as well as a series of activations and events in markets where the Lego Group has a presence.
Okay. So you could listen to this story on Spotify.
That's what it sounds like. So yeah, Spotify. And I guess the way that they do the podcasts, you kind of when you sign up to upload your podcast, you can kind of upload to all of them. You go through, you get approved, you upload to all of them. But it gives you the opportunity, if you want to, just to go to certain ones. And I know Spotify has a deal with very specific creators sometimes so that they're actually getting paid to give them content, it sounds like. So that might be the case here. I don't know. That or they're just opting to go with Spotify. I'm not sure what the deal with that is.
Yeah.
There's a whole list of people involved in this. Notes to editors. According to the Lego Playwell study in 2020, the top five skills parents feel are most important in their child's future and successes and well-being are confidence, resilience, communication, problem-solving, and decision-making. Campaign credits, and there's a ton of people in here. And a bunch of third-party people too. Very large list. So yeah, that was in here. I didn't go to it because I thought I had seen it advertised before. They did come up with a new hauler. Did you see that?
A new what?
A new hauler. It's the construction truck.
Oh, yeah, I
Yeah.
saw it.
They've got a really neat commercial. So that is out. That's a big Technic set.
Okay, I've finished the set.
Oh wow. That is very cool.
Yeah. For a second there, I thought that this blade for Darth Maul was missing, but it's out of the crevice of the Lego piece.
Oh wow.
Just sitting there, stuck. So here it is, Duel on Mandalore. This set had one, two, three, four, five stickers. They're all gone. And we don't need this anymore. But
Cool.
we have the actual set itself now. So there's a couple of play features in here that my dad perfected his beautiful narrator voice on, in case you're wondering.
Wasn't that good. It was actually pretty bad.
Least you're honest. Okay, so.
My allergies are like my voice sounds very, at least in my headphones, I sound very nasally.
Yeah, I'm also
Like
having
I'm talking through my
allergies.
nose or something.
Yeah, I'm also. Jeez. But here is the Mandalorian safe. So this entire plate here is a sticker. So you gotta be very careful when you put this on.
Safe.
Or not safe, but vault. A prison cell.
What are we calling it?
I don't know what they call it.
Hold
It's
on.
well,
Okay.
it's supposed to be a prison cell, but I don't know what Lego themselves call it.
Was
But
gonna say, isn't it just prison cell?
yeah, you could put your Darth Maul figure in here, and you could see his eyes through the glass of the thing. It's really hard to see, but if I get it just right, yeah, you could see it a little bit there. You could put Ahsoka in there too, but that wouldn't be accurate to the TV show.
Oh, there you go. A Mandalorian vault.
Okay, so it is a vault.
Yeah, vault.
I'm good.
There you go.
But the actual play segment is here,
Throne.
the throne. So, very quickly, I went back and watched the Clone Wars episode again where Darth Maul is at the throne. And this blaster pistol is never actually seen or used. So, I'm just gonna guess this was a play feature just for fun. And I really like how Lego added that detail.
That glass piece in the back, is that a sticker or is that
This
custom printed?
is a sticker piece. What you're supposed to do is that Ahsoka would be fighting Maul and he'd launch himself out the window.
Please don't do the window joke. You're tempted, I know you are, but let's not do the window joke.
Well, Darth Maul fell out the window. There we go.
Anyway, that clear piece, have you seen it before?
This piece?
Yeah.
Yeah, this has been in a couple of sets, but if you're talking about sets that we've built, Duel on Mustafar, the other
Okay.
battle set, has one or two of these.
Okay. I was thinking we've seen it somewhere before, but I couldn't place it. So the Ahsoka in this one is pretty much the same one as before.
It is the exact same one as the AAT.
Okay. Very cool. Well, that's all I had for today. So if you want to take us out.
Very quickly before we go out, actually.
Oh.
Yeah,
Let me switch back.
I wanted to give the wonderful audience that we have here a closer look at the X-Wing. Sorry, I felt like I was about to sneeze there.
Oh my goodness. We don't have a sneeze button.
No, we don't. But here it is, the little X-Wing that I made. I'm gonna try and get good turn here.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, so there's a little button on the top here. Sorry, the entire X-Wing can't fit. But right behind R2, there's a little button, and that opens the wings. So then you could swoosh it around with the wings open or closed, which is very cool. The landing gear here, that's why it keeps it up so then it doesn't face plant.
Oh, don't you have a hidden compartment in the front?
Oh yeah, that's actually what I was gonna get to last, but underneath the nose, there's a little blaster slash lightsaber hilt area, since this is Red 5 and Luke flew the ship in the movie. I wanted to make sure that he could get at least a lightsaber and a blaster in there, and he can. The only problem is that the actual lightsaber blade doesn't fit, so it's secretly like all nice and snug right here in the back. You could barely see it, you have to be looking for it to notice it. And a figure does actually fit inside the cockpit, so yeah. I'd like to thank Hikarachu 24 for the actual wing design, and I would like to, I don't know what else I'd like to do. Anyways,
Did you lose your place?
yeah. Nate actually does have a good point. Very quickly though, Duplo Thomas, this does look really good with the X-Wing. I mean the TIE Fighter that came out earlier this year. It's also a chibi scale and they're around the same size. So I'm not sure if I'm gonna make instructions for this, but
If we do, we'll get them up on the website.
yeah, maybe that's a poll we could do if they
Yeah.
want instructions because
We can definitely do that.
So, anyways, I'd like to thank everybody so much for watching. Good night.
See you.